Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, I'm here with Annabelle DeSisto, of course, host of Adderall and Compliments, one of the best podcasts around. Annabelle, how are you today?
I'm so excited. Oh my God, you know how much I love you. Sorry, I'm already screaming into the mic because I always talk to you like we are in a fucking stadium. You know what a huge fan I am.
Oh, shush up. So Annabelle, we last recorded together when we did a Tyra Banks pop dive for Everything
yes.
Iconic. Now, it turned into a multi-episode series.
It turned into an arc.
It's like a long piece of journalism that I feel is one of my most proud of works.
I mean, I wish it could be like Law and Order. Produced by Dick Wolf. I would like this to go on forever. And I would like to apologize to the icons. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the icons. Okay. Yeah.
The icons. When I went off on a, you know, on a rant, on a very passionate tirade about how
Tyra, right?
Tyra, how upset I was about the Life Size 2 trailer.
Right. So on the show, you were talking about the Life Size 2 trailer, which was not the real trailer. It was like a fan-made trailer.
Yes. At first I was embarrassed.
Okay, so you went on this tirade.
Yes, about that it was possibly starring Zendaya. And even though I love her, I voted for her on Dance with the Stars. And I'm like, no, there is no reason that she needs to be on this. It is not even like mirroring the original whatsoever, and got so upset. And then realized listening back that you pointed out that that was not a real trailer. That was actually a fan-made trailer on YouTube. And at first was very embarrassed. And then I was very impressed that that person, whoever created that, whatever, you know, screen name that right. is, like Lonely Girl 512 or whatever, right. needs to get like an Emmy for like
yeah,
editing and
great.
Producing. It was like way better than any sketch, any production I've ever tried to be in.
Right. It was amazing. And actually, when I was editing our episode, I looked it up because I was like, what? I don't think this is real. Because even as you were saying it, I was like, I don't think it's with Zendaya. Like I did my research. So I looked it up and it was a really great trailer, but you were so passionate about it, I had to keep it in. I didn't want to edit it out.
When I was listening to that, I was like, what? And then I was just like, she's really good at editing. It's very cinematic.
It's very cinematic. So anyway, we did the Tyra pop dive and I was thinking about what we could do next. And I was thinking like, who's on par with Tyra Banks? Like what kind of celebrity is as crazy and weird and wonderful and all of those things that Tyra is? And of course, the person that came to mind was Kathy Lee Gifford, because
number one, they look so similar.
I love KLG. Like, I love KLG. And she's crazy. I mean, like, in the weirdest, best ways, like, I think she's very batshit insane in the ways that Tyra is. And Kathy Lee has endured. I mean, her and Tyra both have endured in an industry that, first of all, does not favor women. Second of all, does not favor women over 40.
Oh, yes.
Kathy Lee Gifford is 60 now, over 60.
I mean, I'm 29 and I like get eviction notices on my door every day from Hollywood. Just like, please leave. Like, you're expired.
Exactly. It's like, it's over. But Kathy Lee, no, she defies odds and she keeps going. So then I was thinking, let's do a Kathy Lee Gifford pop dive. But then I was like, how are we going to do that? Like, we're going to dive into like her child labor law scandal. Like, it's not really, although iconic, it's not quite what this show is.
You know, I want to give snaps. Those little hands make wonderful clothing. You know, they deserve their due.
They're so bad. So then I thought, how about we just recreate the fourth hour of today, because it is truly iconic and I love it. And so we're going to do like our version of Kathleen Hoda. This is going to be all over the place.
Perfect. This is...
We're drinking wine.
I came in and I was like, I have no idea what's going on. So I'm already in character.
All right. We're drinking wine out of Kathleen Hoda wine glasses.
Yes, that you had on the ready. And I am the messiest person alive. So I break stuff. Like, I mean, I don't go to museums for multiple reasons, but you know, another reason is because like I break stuff all the time. So I was terrified. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't want to break your like Hoda glass, you know, right, with my Italian arm movements. And you're like, oh no, don't worry. I have backups.
Right. I have backup Kathleen Hoda glasses.
I was told him, I was like, I love that you have backups. Like this is just your, you know, public for like everyday glasses, but you keep the real good.
Right.
Kathleen Hoda China.
Right. This is actually stored away. Like literally I had to go get these glasses because they were protected behind glass. Like I keep these and I do have the stemless version of these. So we're drinking out of the...
Now, were these an Etsy purchase? Was this another knockoff eBay, like how you were duped with the Rosie? Or no, was this...
I learned my lesson, Annabelle. These are direct from the Today Show store.
Oh, okay. Ooh, these are official.
These are official wine glasses from the Today Show store. They say KLG and Hoda.
Oh my God, directly from the Peacock.
And I plan multiple times throughout our recording to say, you're drunk. The way that Bethany told Dorinda on the plane.
Now, I'm going to sit there the entire time and debate. Like, did you say you're a drunk or you're drunk? What? How
you're
did you
drunk.
Say it?
You're a drunk. It really does when you say it like that. It sort of does. You can't tell.
I'm like, you can't tell. And I'm like, I do love that 10:12 we are having a, you know, Kim Richards, Dorinda breakfast.
10:12 a.m. is right.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to, we're going to do our version of Kathleen Hoda. So it's like Wednesday Monday. This episode will be out on a Monday. So it's like, okay, we're going to call it Wednesday Monday because we're drinking one. So on the show, they do a segment called I Hoda, which is where yeah, Hoda plays something from her iPod. Okay.
Okay.
And then Kathy Lee reacts to it.
I thought it was like an iRobot type thing.
It's I Hoda.
Okay.
And so because of music rights, I'm no longer allowed to play music on this podcast.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll explain off air.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway.
You can just do it a cappella.
But I want to first share something from my iPad, a story, if you will. I'll explain it in detail.
Okay.
And then I want to know what you're listening to. But so I thought I really need to tell the listeners, I haven't told people this, and this is one of my favorite things of self-care that I do. And when I'm feeling down, sad, depressed, one of the...
I live there. Yes, right, I'm listening.
One of the things that I learned to do is... You know that song Torn by Natalie Imbruglia?
Yes.
Real dramatic 90s, right? So I found this game, if you will, or this thing where I'll listen to it on repeat until my mood changes. So like I will literally listen to it like 10 times in a row.
So illusions never changed into something real until you...
Because I find after about the second or third listen, you're like, this is insane. And so your mood naturally changes. It's like the first listen... You're like kind of in that sad place because it's like a really dramatic song, you know? Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. Second listen, you're thinking like, this is insane, like and ridiculous. Like, what am I doing? I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor. By third listen, you're like, I feel great. So that's just my...
Do you listen to it naked on the floor? To...
Right. Bound and broken on the floor. I find that's...
With a choppy lob?
Truly. Yes. Truly. Do you remember that video with the... It was such a 90s look.
Was she in like a white wife beater and like jean or my...
She was wearing like khaki cargo pants and a hoodie, which I'm wearing a hooded sweatshirt now, which I told you is very experimental for me because it's like a t-shirt that's also a hooded thing.
I like it. You're stepping out of your box.
I saw Michael B. Jordan wearing it on Creed and I ordered it instantly.
At first when you said, I got really worried before when I was like, I thought you said you saw somebody in Creed watching it. And I was like, I actually have to go. I have to go move my car. And you're like, you Ubered. I'm like, I have to go move my car.
You're a drunk.
And okay. And not come back.
So Annabelle, what do you listen to? What are you listening to right now? Any new music you like? What's on your eye, Annabelle?
I, Annabelle, does not listen to anything that was produced later than, I want to say, 2011.
Sure, sure.
I don't like
current music.
I don't like anything new. I don't like changes. I like the, you know, the heyday of music, like how when our parents and like our grandparents were like, this isn't music. In my day, that was real music. And right. Elvis, I'm like, no, that's how I feel. And I'm like, no, this isn't a real band. You know who's a real band? NSYNC.
Right.
100%. Backstreet Boys.
Right.
Like
Five.
Oh my God. So like.
LFO.
Oh, R.I.P. Rich. Was it O-Town. Rich who we lost?
I had one of them. More all O-Town. Of them. O-Town.
One of my friends, I guess Trevor works as a bartender at the Parlor.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God.
Wait, I think they reunited to do like one. You know how all those boy bands reunited to do a tour? Except for Ashley Parker Angel did
they,
not.
Remember when they had their own reality show, like him and his girlfriend, and they named their kid like Lyric?
Ashley, yeah, I remember it well. Yeah.
And there have was like, DVD. I just remember like a scene of having to be like, it was like the girlfriend, the baby mama, and, or it was like his baby mama and the mother-in-law, like her mom. Mm-hmm. And they had to have a conversation about how Ashley kept going to the refrigerator naked and right. he like did it with a boner and like the mom saw and she was like uncomfortable and he was like, this is my house.
Right.
And I was like, okay. All right.
It was very odd, very compelling. And he was on the show. I interviewed him like months and months ago. And
Trevor or Ashley?
Ashley.
Wait, am I using the same microphone?
No, he was a phone-in.
You're like, no, that microphone is behind plated glass.
He was a phone-in. But do you follow him on Instagram?
No.
So he used to do like very slutty Instagram
photos. Is he a funny cat Instagram? Then no. No. I don't follow it.
He's a slutty male Instagram. Like literally just him in underwear all the time. And I asked him about this because a lot of the pictures would be like, looked like they were taken by someone else, right? And he told me that next time he's in LA, like I can take some of him.
What?
And I was literally like, I was wet the whole time.
He was like, you can be my Joe Simpson and take pictures right. of me in my underwear.
I was like, I need to get off the phone. Anyway, I loved O-Town. So that's what's on your eye, Annabelle.
I went to their, I forget like what the like concert was called, like should have been called like Glory Days or
all
something.
Was it All or Nothing?
Was the tour that it was like 90 degrees and
O-Town
and O-Town and oh so it wasn't like Bewitched. It was
Dream.
It was Dream. And my friend Trisha, like she works for like Access Hollywood or something. And so it was like a thing for the press. And so it was like their preview. And it was like during the day and kind of like a warehouse. It was like very low budge and it was like catered by a taco truck and not like even like not like a pink taco truck, like one of the recognizable Mexican restaurants, sure. Just like one of the ones that like probably doesn't smell. Have a license. Yeah.
Not Taco Bell.
It's so I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. So I like wedged my way up to the front so I could be like right up against the stage, like Selena when like all the people pushed on the stage and it almost collapsed. Like that's what I wanted to be like. Although I was like, okay, well, there's only 50 people here, so I don't have to worry.
Yeah.
And they came on, O-Town came on. They did not sing Liquid Dreams.
What? What? And I was out of town.
I was like waiting. I was like, oh, are they like leaving the little like
was it an encore?
That's why I was like, oh, are they leaving for a costume change? And also it was like one of those stages that they have for like child beauty pageants.
Sure.
That's the like ones that you could get at a like Holiday Inn meeting room.
Right. Was this venue the Holiday Inn? Like, was that where the venue was?
It was the La Quinta Inn. So it was like they didn't do their one
How dare
song.
They? You know, that's devastating and inappropriate and uncalled for. And did you leave a review?
Did I? They
was
don't
there
even
somewhere
have
to leave a review.
A Yelp review. I just, could you not, like, can you believe that? And also,
no,
Dream,
disgusting.
There's only, what, three members and only two of them showed up.
Right. I was DMing with one of the girls from Dream recently. Because I was like, I posted their video or something, He Loves You Not, you know, I posted on my Instagram. And she DM'd me, she's like, I'm in Dream or something like that. Or my friend sent me this. And so I, like, looked it up and she was legit. And I told her, I was like, can you call in my show? And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then she never wrote me back.
That would be the saddest catfish if I was like, I'm in Dream. And then it just turned out.
But maybe for the best. Like, what are we going to talk about? It would be like a 5-minute interview. Like, does he love you not? I would argue, though, that O-Town's All or Nothing is like one of our nation's great ballads.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's such a beautiful
ballad. Would you put that on your grocery store ballads list?
Right, my grocery store anthems. It belongs there. And it's on there. I think I made a Spotify playlist and it's on there, I think. I mean, if not, I'm going to change it. So that's our eye, Danny, and our eye, Annabelle.
I play, and you know, and I, You and I both love her, so you'll appreciate this. I listened to Leah Michele's Oh Holy Night version from Glee's Christmas album. I believe it was the second Christmas album. I could be wrong. All year round.
Sure.
That is the best rendition of Oh Holy Night.
Let Mariah hear that. Okay.
So
you should tell me to earmuffs.
Well, that's why I can never talk about
it
on my podcast. She's a huge listener. Although
I apologize to all the Mariah fans out there. I did not approve of this.
I feel like Mariah is lazy enough that if, like, for some reason, like, my podcast just, like, came on, and like, that she'd be like, oh, are any of my 15 gays here to go, like, to pick me up to go change the channel? No. How many times have you seen her in concert?
Mariah? I don't know. A bunch of times. I've seen her in Vegas a lot. I haven't.
Wow, when you don't even know how many times you've seen Mariah,
no,
that
I know.
Is.
I haven't even seen her touring show, because she never really toured a ton. She toured a little bit. And when she was, like, her last big tour that she did, not the Vegas residency, I couldn't make it to. But I guess I should specify, I did see, like, the Christmas and the Vegas show. I don't know, a bunch of times.
I would love for you and Greg Bennett to do, like, a live kind of, like, how they have, now I can't say, Matt Lauer, Kathy Lee, when they do, like, the breakdown of the Thanksgiving parade, where they talk about, like, right. But if you and Greg could just do, like, a live commentary.
I would love that. And I think Greggy and I could do it one day. We need to get tickets. You know, I've been wanting to have, Greggy's been on the show before, but I wanted to have him back, but in person.
I love Mariah Carey because she makes me look active. Like, whenever I feel lazy, I think about Mariah Carey performing. I'm like, oh no, I'm Lance Armstrong, but with two bells.
Annabelle, this brings me to our next segment. Okay, speaking of Mariah Carey, and this is what Kathleen Hoda call a Wednesday. What?
Time for our Wednesday. What? And today's will definitely make you
say this is a good one.
What?
How many A's and how many question marks?
There's, like, a lot of A's, a lot of T's, and a lot of question marks. So it's a Wednesday. What? So this is the segment of Kathy Lean Hoda where the producer usually brings out items and they talk about them, but they haven't seen them before. So because I don't have a producer here with me today, I have hidden items and I'm going to present them to you and just get your reaction. So you're seeing these for the very first time.
Okay. Is it like a mystery box? Do I put my hand in
something? No, you can leave your eyes open. We'll talk about the item and, you know, we'll just chat about the item. So I'll chat too, because I know what these are, but, okay. So we'll have you close your eyes. This is for the first Wednesday. What? Okay. Open your eyes.
What? God, I almost dropped your Hoda glass.
Okay, so what I just presented to you is a Funko. If people out there know, a Funko,
scream into your iconic ears.
A Funko is like a basically an action figure for nerds, but it's like a little bit of a classier, cartoonish action figure,
as opposed to the white trash cartoon. So you're like, this isn't a Ren and Stimpy figure. This is a high class cartoon.
So this is a Mariah Carey Christmas Funko. So it's like a Mariah Carey action figure. Although, as you mentioned, Mariah Carey doesn't do much action.
I was going to say, this one is moving just as much as, if not more. This one, it's not very lively.
So she's dressed in the holiday outfit from All I Want for Christmas Is You music video.
And she has a Sheena Marie head. She has like a bobblehead on it. It's a giant head on a tiny body.
So that just arrived and that's going out immediately.
I was
going
to say, I'm like, is this, will you ever take this out of the box?
You know, okay, so that actually Matt bought that and it came and he's like, I think I'm not going to take this out of the box. And I was like, oh, so what are we going to do with it? And
Matt is your boo.
My boyfriend. And
did you guys meet at a Mariah Carey concert?
No, but it's one of the things we do share. We both love her.
Like, or at a Pop Divas toy collection swap meet.
We did instantly bond over Mariah Carey. And so he bought that and he told me that we can't take that one out, so we might have to buy another one. So just be careful with your hands.
Oh, okay.
Did you wash your hands?
I'm like, oh my God, you need to like Lysol this. Okay, so this is just, this will be the one. This will be
that's like
the 401k one. Plan. Right. We're going to put this away safe. Nobody.
Much like you've told me about your Beanie Baby collection.
Yes. Oh, that's.
No, for everything iconic listeners, please explain your Beanie Baby collection.
Okay, now I really thought my Beanie Baby collection, according to all the Beanie Baby magazines that I did subscribe to, no, that is not a joke. There were multiple collector's magazine, Beanie Baby magazines you could subscribe to, and I did. Like, that was your, I don't know, like, I what the kids do with, like, Bitcoin. Like, that was my, like, cryptocurrency that I could, like, see it. But, like, Tabasco the Bull, all of them had tag protectors.
Tabasco the Bull.
you know, like that was that.
What was your best Beanie Baby? Like, what was your most prized Beanie Baby?
Oh God. Well, oh God, it's like Sophie's Choice of Beanie. You know,
it's a tough call. Did you collect the McDonald's ones too?
I tried. That was like the, you would think that like McDonald's is giving away like free food to the homeless with the amount of like bored moms that were like, it was just like a line weaving out of McDonald's. Right.
That was and like was a crazy time in American history.
It was to get the, I don't have kids. And also I was a fat kid, so I never went for like the kids meal. I was like getting like, 2 quarter pounders.
Three. Yeah. I remember being at my brother's basketball game. Like he was playing a basketball game and my parents, we were sitting there. And I remember begging them after the game to go to McDonald's to get the Beanie Baby. It's like, I don't want to watch the sports game. Can't we go get the...
I don't want to watch the sports ball. I want a Beanie...
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you ready for the next Wednesday? What?
Yes, I...
Okay.
What would you do if like later on today you're like, where is the... I can't find it. And you realize I took it.
Order another one instantly, immediately. Okay, so the next Wednesday what is Reese Witherspoon's book, Whiskey in a Teacup. So I read this over the weekend and I texted you that it's the most insane book. This is Reese Witherspoon's new lifestyle book. And
okay, does she cover, is whiskey in a teacup, is that what she drank before she got pulled over by the police and told them right. for DUI, do you know who I am?
I am so glad you mentioned that because we've all seen the police video of Reese Witherspoon where she does, she's saying, what is she? She's saying, do you know
is
who I am?
Husband, is it Jason Toffee or who is it?
Unclear.
I know she was an agent.
She was married to Ryan Phillippe. That's all I recall.
Yes,
and she's married to someone new. She's married to someone new. But anyway, that video of her with the cops, she was drunk and she's yelling at the guy, like, do you know who I am? Do you know? And I'm so fascinated by this shift into this lifestyle brand after we've like seen those videos. And there's also an elevator one, I think, where she's drunk.
What, she's doing like a Solange or she's just drunk by her?
Something like that. And well, I'll play a clip here of that. But yeah.
I never go.
If you force me to say your last name, I'll be. The important thing about being a name for a girl.
Yes.
Is that a man can whisper it in his pillow.
She's obviously like a little bit more of a balls. Not saying that this new persona is not ballsy, but.
Not brassy.
It seems like so weird that all of a sudden now she's known as this like in these dresses and she's got her Draper Jane. I can't even say that fucking name. I'm a drunk. The Draper.
Well, she also reminds me very much of Ramona because how Ramona and Avery are basically like twins, you know, Tia and Tamara. Although, I mean, Ramona and Avery don't even have the mole to, you know, help you decipher who is who. But like her daughter, Ava, looks just
exactly like her.
Exactly like her.
The boy, too, Deacon, looks like her, too.
So cute.
I know. You know, it's what's really funny about this book. Not this is actually not funny. It's pretty dark. But she talks around Ryan Phillippe a lot. So she'll like mention her kids, Ava and Deacon, who were from her marriage to Ryan Phillippe. And she'll mention stories about them like dressing up for Halloween together, but it's like, oh, we went as the Nightmare Before Christmas and I was Sally, but then she doesn't say like, she doesn't mention Ryan as Jack.
Is he like in any of the pictures?
No, he's not in any, he's not even like mentioned. And I'm telling you, like I was reading it like a fucking Da Vinci Code. Like,
looking
for clues. And I was literally like Googling, I was reading the Halloween story. I Googled like Reese Witherspoon as Nightmare Before Christmas and I couldn't find any public photos.
I beg of you, because you have influential people who are listening to this. I keep screaming.
No, you're not.
But this is something I feel very passionate about. And so, of course, obviously it has nothing to do with this topic. So I'm so sorry.
No, that's,
you can edit
please.
This out as
this
I'm
is
sure
a
you'll
Kathy
have to.
Lee and Hoda episode. Okay. They go off the rails.
It bothers me so much. And I beg to any producers out there listening to this, why has Nightmare Before Christmas not been made into a Broadway show? How did SpongeBob SquarePants, how did Waitress, a movie about domestic violence and baking that doesn't even have a good ending, spoiler alert, and Nathan Fillion, like, it doesn't end up happy, you know?
But
like,
now we said it. Like, now we said it, Camille,
I don't understand. Like, the fact that Nightmare Before Christmas has incredible songs already built into it. It's so iconic. It literally is.
It's also very visual. So, like, I feel like the stage version of that could be very amazing.
It's so iconic. Mm-hmm. And also, like, it is still very much alive in any Hot Topic you go into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hot Topic is the only reason they're staying open is because of the Nightmare Before Christmas.
And I'm like,
and the Funkos.
Bigger people. I feel like a lot of girls have Nightmare Before Christmas tattoos.
Wait, what were you?
I was going to say a lot of bigger girls have Nightmare Before Christmas tattoos.
I thought that's what you were saying.
I said that in a very peaceful way.
No, I love it. You know what? You're living your truth. And sometimes we say things that we aren't necessarily the PC, much like Reese Witherspoon did in an elevator.
And I mean, so I don't, in the hashtag MeToo movement, I don't know what you're allowed to say about. If you
somebody,
are,
you know what? Somebody needs to dive into this issue on, you know, what journalists, we need to figure out, like, can we talk about this? Like, is this.
When it is it too soon? Is it not soon enough to talk about Nightmare Before Christmas tattoos and the body shapes that normally go along with them? I don't.
Right, right. You know what? You're living your truth, Annabelle.
I'm sorry. Do you have to edit all of this
out?
No,
I'm not editing a single thing. This episode, I don't think will be edited at all because that Kathleen Hoda don't edit.
Although I do appreciate that Hot Topic, as somebody who has bought stuff off the Hot Topic website more than thrice, you know, I like that it goes up to extended sizes, which I think is very important.
Annabelle, I think that Mariah Carey action figures from Hot Topic. Anyway, this Whiskey in a Teacup book.
This is proving my point that it goes up to extended sizes with Mariah Carey.
Okay. So back to this.
You're like, now this
away
is over.
From this Mariah hate speak. So this Whiskey in a Teacup book, it's the most batshit insane book I've ever. No one else would have ever been able to get this book made, like, because it's so all over the place. It's about everything and nothing. Like, it's just.
Well, doesn't she have her own book club?
She does. She does. And I mean, obviously, like, this book was in the book club. But I mean, I love it and I hate it all at the same time. Like, I've never experienced something like that. Like, I'm reading through it and there's random recipes, but they're not all, a lot of them are recipes for, like, something that's just basic. It's like, you know, roasted pecans or something like that, where it's like, you just put pecans in an oven. They're not.
Is it very, how many times does she use the word mama?
You know, she probably a lot. She uses a lot of, like, Southern slang. There's even sections in it where she just lists songs. So it's like, there's a page where it's like a Halloween
it's
playlist
an
or something.
It's yeah, an right. Irie.
She has like her Irie's where it's literally like just filling up pages with song titles. So it'll be like, you know, my favorite Southern songs. And it's all like going back to her Southern heritage and stuff.
I really feel like that she missed out by calling it Reese's Pieces.
Right. There's a whole section.
I feel like that was a missed opportunity. Totally.
I agree. There's a whole a section called like about quilts, like just about how she likes quilts. And then that.
Does she make them her, or just like.
She likes a homemade one. She likes a homemade. She thinks it's important for homes to have multiple homemade quilts. And then also that.
Is that why your apartment doesn't feel like a home? Because there's no quilt.
100%.
You're like, no, I'm waiting for a Rosie O'Donnell quilt to come in.
I'm not kidding you. I did. I swear to God, I read that and I was like, I need someone to make me a quilt.
I feel like you just put it out there and like you
somebody
are so loved enough by people that you will get a quilt.
I would love somebody make me a quilt. Like, I would love it. But. I would love one. Also, that copy
I would make you a quilt, but it would just be covered in cat hair. It would be more cat than quilt.
That copy of the book you're holding also has an exclusive Target chapter because I bought it at Target. So it's like
whoa.
The book. It was so confusing to me because the book ended. It's like the acknowledgments and the credits and stuff, and then all of a sudden there's like another chapter about kids' birthday parties.
I like that at the very end there's about the author. Like, who is buying this who doesn't know who Reese Witherspoon is? I'm just like, I'm judging a book by this by a cover. This cute blonde.
I also read into her about the author way too much because it lists like her movies, but it only says certain movies. And I was like reading into that. I'm like, oh, these are the ones Reese likes the best.
It says in 2015 she launched Draper James, a retail brand with a focus on fashion accessories and home decor. Inspired by the American South. Where is this being sold? Because if it came out in 2015, I have yet
18, to... 2018.
It says 2015.
Oh my God. No, it came out this year. Is this another Life Size 2?
No, this is...
Is this another Life Size 2?
It turns
okay,
out
what am
I'm,
I looking at?
I'm dyslexic.
Okay,
I'm Stephanie's son. I can't...
Oh, okay. Yeah. In 2015, she launched Draper James. You said that. Okay.
Where is this? I mean, I know...
Right. It's like these dresses. It's really... I mean, Annabelle, I need to buy you a copy of this. Like, I literally read it page to page, but it's crazy.
I mean, I know that Adam Levine sold his, you know, clothing designs to Kmart, but where is this? Where is Draper James?
I don't know where it is.
Is this being sold at Cracker Barrel? Have we had any update?
I'm certain it's at Cracker Barrel. Look, this is just a page that says road trip playlist. And it's just song titles.
What do you,
anything could be a road trip playlist. What? Anything could be played on a road trip.
Are there any ditties that you have on your?
I don't know. Proud Mary, Tina Turner. Like, these are just very basic songs. Come to My Window, Melissa Etheridge. Like, literally anyone can make a road trip playlist.
Does she have, like,
how are you printing this in a book?
Are they fun? Are they fun songs? Because I'm like, I feel like a lot of people just say that they like certain musicians just because, like, that's what you're told to like.
This feels like, okay, I read into this. This feels a lot like she was trying to please everyone with all of her song choices on all of, because she has multiple playlists in this book. And I truly feel that she was trying to please everyone.
Oh, she has every type of genre to reach out to every.
Literally, like, every single, that was the road trip one we just flipped to. But every single playlist she has in here, look, there's a whole section about Dolly Parton. Which, again, I think every book should have a section about Dolly Parton. I agree with that. But this book, could it never be made? Like, as someone, I have written a book before. It was somebody else. I ghostwrote somebody's book. And I know a little bit about the publishing industry. And there's no way that this would get made by anyone else. Any publisher would be like, that's batshit crazy. Like, it's not about anything. There's no focus. It's literally just like your random thoughts, and you're not a comedian. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one thing to do a book of essays or something if you're a comedian, but you're just like an actress.
Well,
and
when
also,
you think about
I love this book.
How many housewives could have their own section in Barnes & Noble of how many housewife books
I know
have been made?
This was shocking to me. And again, I'm buying it for everyone for Christmas, so I'll give you a copy.
Mine better have the exclusive Target chapter.
I will buy the Target version.
Now, how different do you think the Target chapter is? Is that where she talks shit about Ryan? What exactly is in the...
The Target chapter is literally just about kids' birthday parties. So it's like, here's your exclusive... The book ends.
I want a chapter on how to avoid children's birthday parties.
Right. And so it's children's birthday parties, and then it's like a few kid-friendly party food. And it's just how
fill it with peanuts and gluten.
It's how to make a cake. It's like a basic cake. It's not like anything fancy. And then it's like, here's a corn dog recipe, and here's how to make lemonade. It's just very bizarre. Like, and it's, if this was a whole recipe book, I'd say, oh, good job, Reese. But it's like, there's other chapters that make no fucking sense.
How many chapters in the book you ghost wrote had Dolly Parton?
I think Dolly was mentioned. So, like, I ghost wrote a diet book, and
you're like, Dolly had the quote on the back.
No, but I like really fit into that book because the book, it was like his idea, you know, it was all his stuff, but I would be able to like slip little things in. So there's like random housewife references. It'll be like, here's how to lose weight. You know, like, here's a sample menu. And then it would just say like, Countess Luann doesn't like this. Or like,
and this was written even before, you know, the housewife weight loss. I mean, Shannon's frozen meals.
Right. It also has like random Whitney Houston references in it quite a bit. Okay. So that's our Wednesday. What? So now we need to move on to their next segment, which is what Kathy Lee calls Everyone Has a Story.
Everyone has a story, different as night and day. And everyone has their own journey. Some follow their path, some wander away. But everyone has a moment that changes their life and then...
So, Annabelle, this is the segment where they usually bring someone on to tell a dramatic story about their life. And so I just thought this would be a good opportunity to get a little deeper with you. Have you, and we could talk about something maybe a little deeper.
Do they bring on a celebrity to talk about it?
No, they're like a normal person.
So they're like craft service people?
Yeah. Or, you know, just someone off the street, kind of like how they do their ambush makeovers, which I will say that would be my worst nightmare. Like, could you imagine walking the streets of New York, like on a fucking vacation? And then people just come up to you with a camera and they're like, you're going to get made over. I'd be like, what the fuck?
I look like a pre-ambush makeover.
I know. Like, I get you. Not you, but I.
No, my therapist even brought it up to me where she thinks I'm so far gone that and I just started seeing this therapist. Sorry.
This is your story. This is your everyone has a story. Oh, this is my...
And it's just as bad as all my other stories. It's not really.
Annabelle has a story.
Annabelle has a non-story.
This podcast is going to be all over the place. This might have to be like a bonus or something.
You're
a drunk.
You're a drunk. You're a drunk who needs an ambush makeover. So this is only my fourth time going to her. And she's like really, you know, she's very like as Kevin Lee would say, she. Her office is right next to Villa Blanca. Like, very, you know, very high end.
Sure.
And so she's very, very kind to me and has been great and, like, lets me text her, you know, which already, like, big mistake. My sure. holdout Huge. Of having to text, like, it's so hard not to text you and my therapist, like, 24/7.
Like, please being do. Like, I like it.
Being like, I need something, which is attention. That's what I need. And so I told her, like, when I went last time, I was like, oh, I realize I'm like, I've worn the same outfit to come see you every single time. And she's like, I'm like, I want you to know that's not on purpose. Like, I didn't lose a bet or something, or this isn't my work uniform. Cause, you know, let's be honest, like, who's going to give me a job? So I'm just wearing,
we give ourselves jobs,
wearing ill fitting leggings and a Hocus Pocus t-shirt, which I'm very sad I'm not wearing today.
Me too. You're wearing a beautiful showgirl shirt today.
Thank you for noticing. Noemi Malone is one of my makeup idols, as you can see right now.
Elizabeth Berkley is shining through on that shirt.
And she was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I never noticed. I'm like, well, that shows how fucking narcissistic I am, that all I've thought about my entire week is like how much my therapist was like, all I can think about is how she's worn the same outfit to see me four times. And she's like, she probably doesn't even know I have a head. Anyway, she, like, halfway during the session, which was not what we were talking about, so kind of like this podcast, she was just like, so do you, like, want to date or do you date? And I was like, no, I was talking about my problems with my parents. Like, where did this come? And she's like, so do you want to have a
where did this come from?
Do you want to have a relationship? And I was like, I mean, I don't know. I guess so. I don't. She's like, well, don't you get hit on a lot? You know? And I'm like, no, surprisingly, I don't meet that many men in my apartment. So no, I'm not getting hit on a lot. And she's like, well, you know, when you go out, like, you know, have you ever thought about just, you know, you don't have to wear a ton of makeup, but just, this was her suggestion. She goes, you know what? Maybe just a V-neck t-shirt. Have you thought of it? And I'm like, it made me feel so sad that, like,
oh my God.
Her idea of an ambush makeover, like, the best we can do is if they brought me out on the Today Show, like, and she's in an Old Navy V-neck t-shirt. Her life has been changed. I was like, no, no, I can look like a real person.
It's like, I don't need to dress up to go to my therapist.
Well, yeah, I'm just like, no, I'm going to cry it off anyway. And also, I'm like, no, when I wear makeup, I look like a completely different human, which is the point of me wearing makeup. Right. But, like, that was a moment.
I always think it's tough, too, when somebody starts a sentence with, like, when you go out or when you're out. It's like, I don't go out. Like, I prefer to stay in. Like, I don't.
And I'm just like, she's like, you know what? Maybe just, you know, letting your hair down, you know, even in a loose pony.
Right.
And I was just like, oh no, I only have like two modes, which is either like homeless looking where I look like I ride the city bus and or live on it, or I look like a drag queen. It's like, you met me most times when I look like a drag queen, when we went to like Countess and Friends, which was the first time you met me. If I'm going out, I wear like
beautiful, but
5 inches of makeup.
I get it.
But the rest of the part, I'm like, oh no, I just see. Thank God I'm not wearing makeup, because I would have got little orange fingerprints, like little orange bronzer prints all over the book and all over.
Oh my God, that would have been devastating.
The priceless.
What if, since I had this Kathy Lee and Hoda episode plan, like, what if I just had people come in and was like, we're going to give you an ambush makeup. But I will say we are being
Come in with a bunch of American Apparel V-neck t-shirt.
I will say that we are being very Kathleen Hoda right now, because they did a special episode where they wore no makeup, and we're not wearing any makeup.
No, and I mean,
we're being brave.
Thankfully, this is an audio, you know, audio medium where they can't see us.
If I was on TV, there'd be no way. Like, I wouldn't do all the talk shows do that. Like, they all do those no makeup shows. Like, The View's done it. Like, The Talk's done it. Like, they've all done it. And I would say no.
You know who's the first person? I mean, maybe not the first, but the most iconic, clearly.
Tyra Banks, right.
I'm sorry. And when did Kathy Lee and Hoda, did they go out to the Today Show audience and give them all Vaseline?
No.
I doubt it.
I'm telling you, after we did that Tyra Banks pop dive, I thought all of these other talk show hosts being real lazy.
I mean, you see that and you're like, wow, a Peabody was robbed from her.
Right. Tyra did it first. She did it best. So let's stop copying Tyra. Like, this no makeup trend, enough.
I am absolutely with you when you're like, I would never do that. I would rather be attacked by one of the wild animals they do for like those segments with like Jack Handy, or when they bring people. I would much rather be attacked live on television by a wild animal.
I get it.
Be on TV with no makeup. When I do anything on camera, which is, you know, like once a year for like a non-paid student film, that, you know,
same
that never even makes it to the YouTube. I like ask them, I bring my own thing of Vaseline and be like, can you smear this on? I want to look like when Jane Fonda and Cher.
A Grace and Frankie scene. Like,
exactly.
When you watch Grace and Frankie, I feel like you can't see anything. Like, it's just brightness.
I need a cheesecloth. I need a first season RuPaul's Drag Race where the lighting, I want you to barely see.
Right. Just my eye, but the whites of my eyelids.
Exactly.
Eyeballs.
I want the like Sasquatch picture to be more, you know, to be more visible than I am.
100%. I'm a man and I still wear a cover up often when I go out. Like, I'll put some under my eyes, you know.
You
little,
do a Tom Sandoval?
A little, not all. When I'm going somewhere special. Yeah, I'll put a little, I have like a tinted moisturizer. So it's like, it just kind of evens up my, I'm not wearing any now, but if I was on camera, forget it.
But you're so lucky because you're a guy who's handsome.
Oh, that's very kind. Well, you're a woman who's beautiful, but we still need our makeup.
I give you a lot of credit. That you are good looking, that you are handsome, and you still decided to develop a personality. Because, like, that was a choice. Because you,
I was an overweight child.
Okay. Well, then that's why. So we had no choice.
But I think it's okay. I've been saying this for years. I think a lot more men wear makeup, like very little makeup. But I think a lot more men wear makeup than people realize. And I don't know why more brands don't go after that market. Like, even... there's like tinted more, like that's what I'll
use. You need to do Pellegrino, how like Rihanna did Fenty
Beauty.
Like that needs to be.
Mine would be more like Gretchen Christine Butte.
Can it come along with a giant handbag with a large fleur-de-lis?
Annabelle, you know my motto. I'm a Fenty Beauty in the streets and a Gretchen Christine Butte in the sheets.
You're like, and by that, I mean, I'm sleeping with a man who owns millions in child support.
It's going to be on my tombstone. Yes, I think that some companies should do that, like, because there are a few products, because even like, I'm not wearing any now, but I could probably use it like an anti-shine, but I think more men wear it than people know. And so where's the product, huh?
And like that should be your thing. And I hate it when people are like, oh, well, like men don't like it when like you wear a lot of makeup. And I'm like, if there was a way for like men to contour their dick so it would look bigger, you absolutely know that they would do it.
Yeah.
So no, if they had that opportunity, no. I'm like, men don't have, you know, for the most part, they don't have the option of wearing a lot of makeup to completely change how they look. So they have to either become funny and or rich.
Right. I used to live with a straight guy who very straight, not that there's like I guess there is sort of a spectrum, but he was always sleeping with girls. But I remember he would color in certain parts of his hair with dark eyeliner or whatever.
Really?
Right. Like he had, well.
Like on his eyebrow or like his widow's peak?
He listens to the shows.
Oh, okay.
I won't go any further.
My mom is obsessed with me getting a widow's peak. Is that not the weirdest thing ever?
That is weird. Why is she
like, wants me to get electrolysis. Like, I mean, for many reasons, because I'm like the furriest human being ever.
Wait, have you ever done laser hair?
I tried it from Groupon, but like I should have known with Groupon, it's basically like somebody with like a water gun doing like zap noises, like zzz, zzz, zzz. Like it just did not work whatsoever. If anything, I got like more hair on me.
That happened to me too. I did laser hair and I didn't do a Groupon one, but I went for like 20 sessions and it like came in worse. I was like, what am I doing here? It's getting worse.
It's like, it's so fucking hard, but I was proud of myself. At least I used that. That was one of the few Groupons I used. If I had done everything I had bought a Groupon for, I would feel like I would have such like a life, like more fulfilled.
Schedule.
I would have, you know, I would have more to say than whiskey in a teacup. I would have chapters upon chapters.
You know what? You have plenty to say. You know why? Because everyone has a story.
Everyone has a story.
Let's take a break here.
Different as night and day.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
And everyone has their own journey.
So, Annabelle, we watched that little trailer of the Kathy Lane Hoda best moments over the 10 years. Did anything stick out to you?
I'm sad that the few clips of Kathy Lee that I watched on, that I watched on the YouTube, none of them were in that trailer of some of my favorite Kathy moments.
Please, let's talk about it.
One of them was when she was talking about how much Hugh Jackman loved her set and called her on the phone after watching her perform, like, Jesus, take me home, or something with the word.
She does a lot of Christian music.
Yeah. She was like, you know, I was out to dinner with Hugh Jackman and his wife, Kathy Ferguson, and he just could not believe. He just kept saying, like, wow, Kathy, that was on in the background, and I stopped in my tracks hearing your song. And it was just, it was so heartfelt. It was so beautiful. And it's like, you know, compliments are great from everyone, but when you get compliment from a musical theater icon, I mean, sure, it's Hugh Jackman, you know, and he just, I mean, to have him say that he loved how I sounded and that he stopped in his tracks and how heartfelt, you know, to have Hugh Jackman say that to you. And I was like, oh God, like I, and Hoda's like, uh-huh. And she's like, I mean, Hugh Jackman, I mean, you know, Hugh Laurie is one thing, you know, he's, you know, but he's British. So, I mean, he's British, so he does have a higher, you know, standard of talent, but I mean, Hugh Jackman.
I love Kathy Lee so much. And I know she often does her, she sometimes does or says problematic things.
Or when she asked Martin Short about how his wife was doing after his wife had been dead for 2 years.
And he and Nancy have gotten one of the greatest marriages of anybody in show business. How many years now for you guys?
We married 36 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're still like in love.
Madly in love.
Why?
Cute. I'm cute.
Yes, that is true.
And you make each other laugh.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of making each other laugh.
Cringy. Oh my God, cringy. But amazing. Brilliant. Beautiful. Also, did you ever see her last year? When I first started this podcast, she had come out with a song called He Saw Jesus. So on iTunes, though, she uploaded it because it's like self-produced. And so the cover art for it, it just like cracks me up here. I'm going to show you right now. See, it's like not fit for iTunes. And so it's just a picture of her and Frank with their dog.
Okay, so it looks like...
Everyone check it out. It's on iTunes for her song, He Saw Jesus. And it's literally...
Is that on your iDanny? How often is that played on your...
I literally have it. I bought it on iTunes. And it cracks me up because it's like whoever... If she was, I think she uploaded the song to iTunes and they asked for a cover art image and she just picked a picture she had of Frank.
I was going to say, that just looks like
a... And it's not fit for it.
Yeah, that just looks like a Facebook profile picture where it's like doesn't, and I don't know any of those computer words, it doesn't seem like it's pixelated or formatted enough to be, it's like too stretched out.
But Kathy Lee, she's very, I want to say like she has this great balance of being like super sweet. She's very funny. Like, I think she has a very good sense of humor. She reminds me a lot of, like, a more conservative Joy Behar. Like, they both have that, like, sense of humor. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But Kathy Lee, like, always, before she goes too far, she, like, reels
it back. She's the born-again Christian version of...
Totally.
Okay, so is it true, like, that... So she was born a chosen one. She was born... So she's Jewish and then converted to...
Oh, I don't know.
She's a born-again Christian... I mean, it said on the internet, so it must be true.
It must be true, yeah. I did print out her Wikipedia page, and it does say that.
I did see that, I mean, out of the many, many things we have in common, Kathy Lee and I also shared the role of Miss Hannigan. So I feel more...
When did you play Miss Hannigan?
Not to brag, I did play Miss Hannigan in the Annie Jr. production for the Lyric Theater in Palm City, Florida, that opened up to rave reviews from my parents.
Sure.
So...
I think I've heard of that.
I mean, so that was like the Hamilton for Stuart, Florida.
Right. I learned some facts. I didn't know Kathy Lee was married before Frank. And I think she'll be
married
again.
Was there ever before Frank?
BF, before Frank. I also think she will be married again. She's got a weird relationship with Craig Ferguson. Her and him, like, they have a weird... And they're doing an upcoming Hallmark movie, which...
Do you think it's triggering for him because he's recovering alcoholic to be in love with somebody who...
is addicted to wine. The way they drink on that show is truly, I think, revolutionary for the television industry. Like it all started because Chelsea Handler came on the show and they had drinks for Chelsea Handler. And then they thought it was really fun. So they're like, let's drink wine. And now they have wine every single day.
So she started it all? She started
Chelsea started it all. Right.
Wow.
Because they were just having her on for a segment. And can you believe it's been 10 years? And also, It wasn't until recently that Kathy won her first Emmy, her first daytime Emmy. She didn't win for her work with Regis.
Do you watch the Today Show every day? Is it like your view?
No, it's not my view. I did. There was a large portion of my life where I did watch the fourth hour of Today, but it's one of my mom's favorite shows. So I do check in. If I can see it, I will see it.
My mom made me make a sign for the Today Show, you know, like those sad people, like the people who stand outside the barriers to like get on camera. This was when still Matt Lauer, before we knew like Matt Lauer was a monster. And Katie, was it?
Yeah. Katie Couric, yeah.
And I had to take one of the hotel towels and go through like five Sharpies to write "We love you, Katie" in a towel, which took fucking forever.
Oh my God, yeah.
And we you have to get there at like fucking like 5 a.m. and we stood there the entire time and my mom screamed out, she gave a shout out to my grandma during Al Roker's weather segment and oh my God. He like shot us like daggers. He was furious because like, she did it like right before like, here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. She was like, hey, Dad,
like while the Smuckers names
yes,
were
as, oh my God, I used to love, oh my God, I used really to fun. Love that part.
Yeah, I think they still have it. And that man, the guy who does it, oh, he might be dead now.
Driving me. Oh, so did he make it into the Smuckers?
I don't know if he's dead or not, but everyone has a story. Anyway, I'm so glad they have the fourth hour of Today because I love watching these girls drink. Annabelle, we need to wrap this up. We've been talking forever. I love you and I love Kathy Lee and Hoda. I hope this was a good homage to them. Like, I really do love them.
I learned that. I had no idea, like, how you're supposed to, like, learn something every day. I had no idea that Hoda was Egyptian.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Is that, like, fully, a known? But... Like, I felt dumb when I just realized, like, I didn't know that Fenty was, like, Rihanna's, like, last name and apparently, like, everybody else
right.
knew yeah. that.
Yeah, I think I knew that about Hoda, but I am a big fan of Hoda Woman.
Okay. See, I think I was Egyptian in a former life. I've always felt that way because I love eyeliner and cats. And I'm like, oh my God, I was and so being worshipped. And
you truly are the Hoda.
I am
the Hoda woman of this podcast. I'm obviously the Kathy Lee. And
I'm the Rhoda. Are you the Mary or the Rhoda?
I feel like I'm more the Rhoda, to be honest. Anyway, I love you so much for being here. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. I want to thank Samson Technologies for sponsoring this podcast. Please join the Everything Iconic Patreon. For $4 or more per month, you get access to all the bonus episodes. That's patreon.com/everythingiconic. Annabelle, where can people find you on social media?
Oh, they can find me the iTunes podcast, Adderall and Compliments, which you've been an hilarious guest on. And you can find me on the gram at Annabelle DeSisto. Like I said, you don't even have to like any of the pictures. I just need the following numbers. I lost like 100 in a week.
So. Why? What were you posting?
I don't know. I'm like, I fucking paid you for a reason to follow me. What are you doing now? It's like after you pay them, they just completely
they
lose.
They leave. I know.
Anyway, so yes, on that, just
got it.
Adderall.
And I was on your show recently where we talked extensively about Beethoven too. So everyone check
yes,
that out.
Yes, and that really resonated with people. That was like literally one of my favorite episodes, if not my favorite.
I got a lot of messages of people like, I watched Beethoven 2 too. Anyway, I love you so much. I love you guys for listening. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I love you. Oh, wait. We need to do a cool down. I do these cool downs now.
Okay.
So let me think. So,
I wish we had those thigh masters that they did.
I feel like we should do something vaguely religious because it's Kathy Lee and Hoda. But so, okay. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Breathe out. Take another deep breath in. Hold it. Think about something that makes you feel blessed. Breathe out. Now, Annabelle and all my listeners, I want you guys to go about your day and take into account that thing that made you feel blessed.
Spank.
Feel lucky, feel happy, feel good about those spanks. I love you so much. Bye-bye. Rate and review this if you like it. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.